Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, and the Danae Hughes Company have taken their fight to a courtroom. DEP filed a lawsuit aimed at seeking more financial damages and shuttering an already closed-down oil well near Lake Trafford in Immokalee. Danae Hughes has effectively shut down most of its current and future operations in Florida. Initially, the company claimed shutting down the embattled Collier Hogan well was an operational decision. But spokesman David Blackman says the breakdown in communication with DEP is also to blame.
You know, anytime you have a regulator that is obviously focused on attempting to drive a company out of a given area, as the DEP has been for the last several weeks with Danae Hughes Company, it increases your costs. And at the same time, you know, the production from this well had been diminishing. And so the company had, you know, made a decision that you never want to operate a well at a loss.
Blackman says the company has not broken any state laws or regulations. Even when it moved forward with an extraction method similar to fracking, the state had not approved. But DEP spokeswoman Tiffany Cowie says that's not true.
We disagree with that assertion. We certainly believe that they have broken the law, and that is why we're filing this lawsuit.
DEP Secretary Herschel Vineyard demanded the company answer more questions about what happened at the oil site, as well as arrange meetings with the public. However, DEP says the company didn't meet their deadline. The lawsuit will go before a Collier County Circuit Court judge. Cowie says the DEP is not ruling out any action in holding Danae Hughes accountable. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.